This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO,
your sports station.
WOGO's
somehow, if you run the news early, then I don't know what that means about running
Chippewa
the news.
Chippewa Valley,
you know, right,
Orthopedics
seven,
and Sports Medicine. White City
Glass. 7:05, so I don't know.
Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
But yeah, I think
Northwestern Bank. Quality Propane and Fuels. Stelter Incorporated. Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror. Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls. Grace Home Respiratory.
Nick Amon, how about the
credit union?
Cheer ceremony? How about it?
The Check Law Office. Dave Check Attorney.
I said, how about that cheer
Ollie
ceremony?
Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And by the YMCA of the Chippewa
I know,
Valley.
I hear you.
And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson to be joined by Janelle Soplin as we've got Chippewa Falls and New Richmond tonight. Girls High School Hoops, congratulations to the McDonald girls. Boy, what a season for them. Winning by 20 over Fall Creek last night. They continue their unbeaten season and rank second in the state in D4 on the heels of that D5 title. Wow. But Chi High coming off a win as well, 53-49 last Friday night at Holman, with Sarah Chafee leading the way with 20 points on 6 3-pointers, but also a double-double on rebounds and assists for Addie Seaholm, the 5'7 junior. Chi High is 0-5 in conference, 2-9 overall against New Richmond, also 0-5 at the bottom of the BRC, and 0-11 on the season. For New Richmond, they lost at home to Eau Claire North 66-51 to start the year, lost at River Falls by 14, and at home to Somerset by 17. Menominee's atop the conference at 5-0, and Menominee beat New Richmond as they did Chi High, beat them by 38, 79-41. New Richmond lost at Hudson 83-42 and at Ellsworth 48-35. Their West Salem game was canceled, but or at least postponed, December 16th. And then a couple games before Christmas at home, they lost by 40 to Eau Claire Memorial 67-27. And at home to Amory 53-48. They played Hill Murray in the Hill Murray Holiday Tournament and lost 69-37 December 28th. And last Friday night, they lost to St. Paul Como Park 51-49. And the following day, their third game in 3 days, they lost to North St. Paul 49-46. So some of the more recent losses for New Richmond, Coach Riley Walls' club, have been close the last two games in that holiday tournament, 2-point and 3-point losses as they look to win at Chippewa tonight. The Cards looking to put together a winning streak for the first time in a while. We'll take a break. When we come back, the first of two coaches' conversations, Riley Walls of New Richmond, later Becca Bestel of Chi High. It's Cardinal Hoops tonight on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Is that
Service
cool?
Master of Chippewa
Valley. Yeah,
hi,
Janelle. Yeah, yeah,
local
yeah.
Restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma.
No,
Service Master.
I'm just saying that whatever
as well.
Mike,
just look
I
for the
can
yellow
get
truck,
you.
Locally owned,
you,
with emergency service always
that.
At the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723.
All right, we're not. Yeah, we're not. Are we live yet? No, we are not. It's pregame right now. Pregame. So, and here we go. Here we go. This got tangled a little bit. Let me just.
The yellow truck.
There we go. That should be better. That should be better.
The field and the ice.
This is radio, right?
This is radio.
So, inspire and
so obviously I know the Chippewa kids really well.
Yeah.
Orthopedics and sports.
I'll try my best to use last names when I know first names so much.
And then you might want to go get a program.
Okay.
Be able to
or managing chronic pain.
Just right at the entry.
Yeah, I will grab that.
Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls.
I'm going to play the first of the two coaches' conversations coming up.
Now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete,
2 minutes or longer?
Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. The Richmond girls head basketball coach Riley Walls with us. And coach, coming into this contest tonight against Chippewa Falls, you've had some close ball games here recently.
Yeah, we had a big holiday tournament and played some good competition over in Minnesota and fell short in a couple, but it's nice to be in close games and get that experience.
I remember going over to your place last year, and you guys taking it to the Cards maybe a little bit, and so you lost some of those players for this year's team.
Yeah, we graduated seven seniors, all five starters. One of them was a first-team all-conference, one was second-team, so we lost a lot. So we have a lot of new faces, which is really exciting to get some new faces and get a lot of opportunities.
Against this Chippewa Falls club. You guys both, you know, fighting for your first conference win here tonight. And Chippewa with a road win over Holman the other night. They're second in the season, so they're feeling some momentum. Chaffee, a pretty good ball game with six threes and 20 points.
Yeah, she's a really nice player, and she's going to have some confidence tonight. So we're pretty aware of her six threes. And, you know, she can obviously light up the stat sheet on any given night. So, yeah, we're definitely going to have to do a good job defending her.
Mm-hmm. And you typically go man-to-man? Do you mix it up with zone? Or?
In the past, we've been strictly zone, but we play a lot more man this year. But we'll play zone at times.
And how about when you guys have the basketball? What challenges you put forth for Chai's defense?
We do, like, a lot of pick and rolls and stuff. So just, you know, teams typically struggle with trying to defend ball screens. And otherwise, we do a lot of dribble drive trying to get our players to the hoop.
All right, well, it should be a good one, Coach. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
All right, Head Coach Riley Walls of New Richmond back with more in a moment. Head Coach Becca Bestel of the Cards on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the there glass. We go. Good. Get McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Three balls. Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 at Wogo.com. Chi High and New Richmond tonight, BRC action. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on the win over Holman last Friday.
Thanks. It was a good one. We needed that win and played hard, played well. We had some kids that really stepped up. We had Sarah Chafee scored 22 points, hit 6 threes. Olivia Bergeson off the bench hit 2 or 3 threes, but 12 points. And then Addie Sewell, our point guard, had 10 assists and 10 rebounds. She had a double-double, but not with points.
Wow.
Against Holman. So we had some kids that played really well, and the rest of the group really, especially in the second half. We had some things happen in the second half that we could have, you know, folded, and we didn't. And mm-hmm. So it was good to see the fight.
So I think you had like a 6-point lead. You won it by 4, but still, as opposed to that earlier win mm-hmm. over in Wausau where you guys came from behind to win it.
Yeah, I mean, we were ahead most of the game. I mean, there was a couple points where they pulled with, you know, maybe got up by 1 and we immediately scored right after. But that's the first time we've played with the lead this year. And so we played well. It was good.
I got to say another player that's caught my attention is Jillian Wick. She's a 5'6 sophomore. She's become the third leading scorer on the team now. And I was asking Gaiman next to me tonight, manning the clock. I'm like, what was your free throw percentage in high school? Which 92% for her.
Yeah, she's really come a long way in a short period of time. And she's worked really hard at that. Jillian is, she's all basketball. She's a basketball kid, and she's in the gym all the time, in the off season, that type of thing. And as a sophomore, she played on JV and varsity to start the year just to make sure she gets the right experience early and gets a lot of really good game minutes. And she's really come along recently and put in some really good bench minutes for us, absolutely. So, yeah, we depend on her quite a bit right now. Huh.
All right. Meanwhile, New Richmond coming in here tonight. Again, they're hungry, 0-11. They, too, are at the bottom of the conference. So somebody's going to get here with their first conference win. And you guys are determined it's not them.
Well, that's the goal, right? It's always the goal going in. You know, and I think they have a lot of the similar things that we do. They lost a lot of their players, their entire lineup from last year. And so they're playing with a lot of inexperienced kids. They're not quite as young as we are as far as their starting lineup goes, but at the same time, there's not a lot of experience. So both of us are, you know, coming off of trying to get a new group in and get them figuring out how this works and how to win in this league.
But some of their recent defeats, very narrow. They lose by 3 to North St. Paul, by 2 to St. Paul Como Park, so they lost by 5 to Amory, so they're very close.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a team that we're going to walk in and, like, you know, just walk all over. I'm absolutely not anticipating that. But I think it'll be a really good game, and I think the girls have some confidence going into it, especially after the win at Holman the other day.
So real quick, I mean, the key for you guys defensively and then offensively?
Defensively, we have to board. No matter what defense we're in, boarding becomes an issue for us sometimes. And we boarded hard against Holman, and that made a difference. And we have to block out before we board. Offensively, we need to finish. I mean, we're getting right now a lot of really good shots. Even our losses, the games that we played, I look at a lot of those shots, and I go, those are good shots. We just need to hit them. And so we need to finish on offense and board and deep.
We go. Our conversation with Becca Bestel a short time ago, and let me introduce Janelle Soplin, our color analyst tonight. Janelle, thanks so much for joining us here, short notice, but just coming off of the Cardinal flight practice, I understand.
Absolutely, yeah. We had I coached my fifth grade daughter and eighth grade son, so we had back to back practices tonight, getting some work for a tournament for Riley, my daughter, tomorrow, and my son's first tournament next weekend. So it's been a basketball night for our family.
And the family connections don't stop there because your daughter Addie on the floor.
Yeah, Addie is a junior for the Cardinals, and it's been fun to watch her and her teammates develop over the season, and excited for an opportunity to get their first conference win tonight.
Well, in fact, I'm going to surprise you with this because we did not necessarily talk a whole lot, but we do something called the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, but I'm sure you'll pass with flying colors. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. So what about it? What do you think of the keys here coming in, Chahai and New Richmond? Somebody going to come out of here with a conference win tonight?
Yeah, I think the biggest key is going to be who can take care of the basketball, right? Get good possessions on offense, make sure that they're getting good looks at the basket, and probably just kind of whoever can avoid that big run from the other team. I think when you have two teams that are looking to continue to rebuild and grow, that's those are those tough medicine spots where, you know, a team goes on a 6-0 run and you can try and stop it. So I think it'd be a really good matchup tonight and see which team comes out with some confidence.
And you saw the did you see the Cardinal win at Holman the other night?
I did, yeah. I was at Holman. It was a good win for us. You know, it was strong for us to see our kids play really a full two halves. I think it was our strongest game of the season as far as full two halves for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Get the scoring, but the box out, as we heard from Becca as well. There you go. The Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And so, again, we're going to get to starting lineups and basketball, the referees and all the introductions. And get all that coming your way here in just a moment. So we'll take our final time out and come back with the starting lineups in basketball here on a Friday night. Shy High and the Richmond girls tonight coming next on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
And let's go to our public address announcer for the starting lineups.
Number 2, Miley Covey. Junior, wearing number 11, Jenna Redenbaugh. Senior, wearing number 12, Kylie Elder. Senior, wearing number 24, Ellen Covey. And senior, wearing number 45, Stella Nielsen. The head coach of the Tigers, Ryan Wallace. And now for your Chi-High Cardinals. Junior, wearing number 3, Sarah Chenke.
Chi-High girls basketball on a Friday night. Mark Alverson, Janelle Saplin, great to have you with us. Pardon me? Yeah, if you just turn it toward the crowd, that'd be great. So, super. All right, and again, we've got the orange uniforms with New Richmond. I think of Bloomer when I see that. The orange unis with the black numerals and lettering and trim, and Chahai in the home white with the red numerals and lettering and red and black trim. So, two 18-minute halves. We need overtime, 4 minutes per session.
Let's play basketball.
All right, let's do it. And again, New Richmond going right to left, Chahai left to right. Again, the Cards coming off a 53-49 win last Friday night. And the tap is across the way, and Chahai's got it, so they go left to right, and we're underway. And the Cardinals outside with the basketball. Chafee, she had the hot hand last Friday night. Seaholm into the left baseline, back to Chafee behind the arc. Swinging around on top to Twyman. Cardinals patiently holding the ball this first time, and then a travel going to be called on Twyman for the first turnover for Chippewa.
Looks like Chippewa's going to start out pressing right away, full court.
Now, is that a new thing for them?
No, we've been starting to press a little bit more, kind of a diamond press up front, trying to create some commotion on the other end.
And there's the 2 points for New Richmond right away. They get it from Jenna Gretzlock, and it's 2-0 New Richmond out on top here over the Cards early on. The JV game went to New Richmond 40-26. It was 20-14 New Richmond at the half as they drained a three right before intermission and then kind of built on that. And there's New Richmond, the aggressive defense coming up with the steal. It's Kylie Albert, and they're going to lay it up, and a basket good and a foul. And New Richmond out of the gate pretty strong here.
Yeah, they're looking really strong. You know, their coach said they played a lot of zone defense in the past, but they've been looking to play more man. And so far these first couple possessions, they've played a really tight man defense, and it's given the Cards a little trouble.
Yeah. 17:03 to go, and I get you our referees, Ross Hackbarth, David Vava, it looks like, and Bryce Kelly. So first free throw coming from Gretzlock. Is a 52% free throw shooter, and she hits it. So it's a 5-0 lead here early for New Richmond.
First foul was on Seaholm for the Cards.
Yeah. So her first and the first for the Cards as a team, as Chippewa with it. And whistle and what do we got here?
Inadvertent whistle. Inadvertent whistle, I think.
Somehow over here on the right in front of the New Richmond bench, but okay, nothing. No reason. 16:52. We only played 68 seconds, so just underway. Seaholm behind the arc. Deflected pass. Twyman recovers on top. Chahai going left to right. Mark Halverson, Janelle Seaholm with you. And the pass, turnaround, missed shot down low by the Cardinals that time by Heppner. And out of there with it comes New Richmond trying to build in a 5-0 lead.
That was a much better job being patient with the basketball that time, getting Heppner open. Taking care of the basketball was much better for the Cards that time.
And a carry on New Richmond, so they turn it over for the first time tonight. 16:31 left here, first half. As the Cards will get it in, Turhark to Seaholm. Seaholm, 10 rebounds and 10 assists in the win over Holman last week, as Twyman's going to airball one from the left corner, and the rebound snagged by Stella Nielsen. She's their leading scorer at 10 points again. And a travel called in the deep left corner on Miley Covey. So kind of tough to get going here when you get the turnovers, right?
Yeah, that's what we talked about right on the onset. It's keys to the game is who can sit there and take care of the basketball.
Yeah.
New Richmond does look very quick up the floor. I'm not sure if that's catching the Cards a little bit off guard, but when they are getting the rebound, they're really looking to push the ball.
Seaholm for three. Air balls one, and it's going to be out of bounds to New Richmond with 16:01 to go first half.
Everybody looks maybe just a little bit sluggish to start right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cards are looking for somebody who can find that spark.
First game of the new year. New Richmond had the three games in the holiday tournament, the 28th through the 30th. And it serves them in the Chahai pressure now. And New Richmond's struggling with it. And a timeout's going to be called by their head coach, Riley Walls. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGL Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't talked to Christy in quite some time.
All right, Chahai, a little slow start, trailing 5-0 to New Richmond. They and the Tigers both winless in the Big Rivers Conference. Somebody looking for a W. The Cards hoping it's them on their home court here tonight, but still a big donut on the scoreboard right now. New Richmond races down the floor, missed shot, and fighting hard for the rebound. They come up with it. It goes through two players' hands, but the Tigers come up with it. Albert on top. With the basketball.
Chahai's press was a little bit better that time, not
and a travel,
a quick, easy pass. And I think if Chahai can continue to do that, get a couple of quick turnovers on the other end of the floor, maybe he can get themselves going.
New Richmond third turnover after Chahai had two. So here we go, the Cardinals' possession. Let's see if this one works. Inside of 15 and a half, been 2.5 minutes here. A little bit slow off the snide tonight. Down low to Twyman on the baseline. She's going to spin and miss one off the board and out of bounds. And I think Chahai's going to keep it here. And Sehome on the inbound.
See if maybe they can hit Chafee here off of a couple of screens off of an inbound play.
There's the pass. There's the shot. And good. There's the first two for the Cardinals. Riley Turhart gets it. And now that pressure for Chippewa Falls. And a high dribble advancing it down the floor comes Covey. And they get it off right baseline, and a shot up no good by her sister, Elle, and out of bounds to the Cardinals. Yeah, you got Miley is a 5'6 freshman, and then also you got Elle is a 5'11 senior. So,
yeah, nice to see that the freshman is starting right away for them.
Good, yeah.
Opportunity for her to play with her sister there last year in high school together.
Thinking of the McDonald Max across the street with their senior and freshman sister combo. Helping them to win over Fall Creek last night. Missed shot from the right side by the Cardinals and advancing it down the floor. Here comes New Richmond, and they're going to pop one no from 15 out. And a good rebound for the Cards comes away to Turhark. And the Cardinals now advancing it on the far side, Chafee.
New Richmond is really looking to get quick shots off on the offensive end of the floor. They are not taking much time. They're trying to press.
Chafee for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes away to New Richmond. Racing down the floor, right to left, and a pass on the baseline. Very good left-handed pass, and it goes to Covey for two.
Really nice pass by Nielsen on that fast break.
She had just the one hand, and and probably her weak hand, you know, the left hand. But she
She did a little scoop pass with her left hand there. It was really nice.
It was nice. Inside of 14 minutes to go here in this first half. It's a 7-2 game. The Cardinals down low. Twyman puts it up and in for Chippewa, and it's a 7-4 game.
Nice job for Twyman there. She kind of just bullied her way in and was able to get the look.
And at the other end, whistle and a foul as Nielsen penetrating. Their leading scorer, I mentioned, a 5'5 senior at 10 points per game.
That's going to be two on Sehome pretty early on in the first half for the Cards. So if she stays in the game, she's going to have to play really smart.
That hurts, obviously, her ball handling and passing and defense. So better be careful out there. First one is up and good. And again, Nielsen, a 61.5% free throw shooter. And Sehome will be substituted out, as will Heppner now for the Cards, as Chippewa comes with Reisinger, the 5'10 sophomore, number 24.
Reisinger is starting to get some more minutes, just trying to get more confident inside. I think it's a substitution they don't normally make, trying to consider that Addie has two fouls pretty early on in the first half, so Coach Bessel's probably looking to protect that a little bit.
But Nielsen hitting both free throws there makes it a 9-4 game.
Last couple of possessions, the Cardinals have had some really good dribble drive ball movement. They just haven't been able to finish, so if they can continue to do that, hopefully they can continue to get clean looks much better after their first few possessions where they were just turning over the ball.
Cards into the forecourt. There's the cutting shot up and no by Jillian Wick, the 5'6 sophomore. But as Wick goes to the line, Again, I've been impressed. 92.3% free throw shooter on 24 of 26 attempts. Not bad.
Yeah, that's excellent. Obviously, any time that you can put it in from the free throw line, it's just an opportunity to give your team some easy buckets. And that was a really nice look inside. She sealed off that screen. And
it's the first one.
Twyman found her.
As J.C. Wall, first foul for New Richmond, one of their reserves, a 5'8 junior. And Wick makes it a 9-5 game. And again, she not only is good at the line, but I mean, to get here off the bench, her 28th attempt from the line, and she hits them both.
Yeah, it just shows that she's willing to go to the basket and be aggressive. She's not the biggest player on the court, but she's definitely looking to be aggressive. And I think that's one of those things that Coach Besta was referring to. She's come a long way throughout the season, a little bit maybe out of control to start the year.
Yeah.
But now she's, you know, getting under control, and she's seeing how that pays off for her.
On the baseline, Turhart for... Wish them the best this year. Thanks for their support. And missed shot by New Richmond, and the Cards bring it the other way. On the far side. And Wick has it. They work it around. And then driving down low. They kick it back to Chafee. Chafee down low, pass up, and just missing for the Cardinals that time. The shot from Heppner, and...
Really nice look there by Chafee. Those are those two-foot baskets the Cardinals need to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are a couple of painful misses that we've seen here more recently.
Yes, last three possessions, all of the Cardinal misses have come within 2 to 3 feet, and that might be Seaholm's third foul right there.
Uh-oh, and Miley Covey driving through, basket good. And I think not on her, though, right?
Bailed out.
And it's going to go on number three, Sarah Chafee. Chafee's first, and the fourth in the Cards as a team.
Probably could have gone on either one of them. They're both down there, so fortunate for the Cards that they gave it to Chafee.
And Miley Covey, after making the basket, missing the free throw for New Richmond, but they grabbed the lead back at 11-10, and that is our second lead change of the night. Chafee out on top. Somebody get her a screen. She's going to shoot the three and hit it. Sarah Chafee gives the Cards their biggest lead at 13-11.
That was a good shot by Chafee. She didn't have a lot of space, but she is feeling, you know, well from behind the arc, or shooting well from behind the arc right now, and you can tell you don't need as much space when you're feeling it.
New Richmond missing the shot and battling with for the rebound. Number 11, Jenna Gretzlock with one of the Cardinals, and it's going to be the arrow going New Richmond's way, so they'll keep the basketball with 10:03 left here, first half.
Reisinger is playing well off the bench for the Cardinals. She's getting in there right now and mixing it up on the boards, and they're going to need that.
And New Richmond now on the attack, right to left.
Cards are going to play man-to-man defense so far tonight.
And trying to work it into the paint. Spin move going two different directions. Miley Covey misses, and the Cardinals see home out of there with the rebound. She leads them in rebounding at 6 per game. She had double-digit rebounds in the win over Holman last Friday night, which is saying something since she's not the tallest player at 5'7". There's the three-point attempt. Chafee hits again, and she's getting a hot hand here for the Cardinals.
Really nice ball movement there for the Cardinals, getting the ball right around the arc and finding Chafee for the three.
Cardinals' biggest lead of the night at 16-11 now. And there's that, some of that hot hand that Chafee had a week ago. Maybe took a few moments to get things going, and the ball out of bounds. The Cardinals' five-point lead, their biggest of the evening.
You can just tell the difference on the offensive end for the Cardinals is taking care of the ball, right? So there was those 2 or 3 foot shots that didn't go in, but we weren't turning it over, and now we're turning it into points.
Right. And again, not even to the midway point of the first half, and their three-point attempt missed from the left corner, but rebounded by Stella Nielsen, their leading scorer, and she's going to shoot and miss a second time. And still another rebound, and again, boxing out and rebounding, what Coach Bestel had said first and foremost tonight on the defensive end. And taking it to the hole, is it going to be a charge? It's going to be a basket for L. Covey, and Covey gets the basket and goes to the line. And that one is on Seaholm, her third.
That is, and, you know, she was in position to take the charge. Unfortunately, she just didn't flop or fall enough.
Yeah, right. So you're saying acting is a part of basketball.
Well, you know, it happens sometimes, and that's the hard part, though, when you help down low like that.
Yeah.
And Seaholm's not one of the taller players.
Yeah.
So you come underneath a taller player, and it automatically looks like the foul on you. And it was a foul on her. She needed to be able to.
And so the free throw was good. And then.
Timeout Cardinals.
Chippewa's going to take a break. We'll take a break as well. Back in 1 minute with the Cardinals up 2 over New Richmond on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinals missing his shot. Turhark at the left corner, and now New Richmond gets called for a travel. Their seventh turnover to 3 for Chahai, at least what my numbers say, and a 16-14 Cardinal edge at the moment. But Janelle Soplin, there's been a growing good back and forth here.
Yeah, and I think, like you said earlier on, I think everybody obviously, you know, coming to the game tonight is hoping that the Cards can get their first win.
Right. Conference win.
First conference win. But really, very similar teams.
Yeah.
You know, both of them are trying to just find their identity, and you can see that they find it in streaks.
Yeah.
And it's being able to consistently do that.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's really promising for both teams in some aspects where you see two or three possessions in a row, and then all of a sudden both teams turn it over a couple of times.
Cardinals trying to work it down on the baseline, and then a pass stolen away. Cardinals' fourth turnover, and here comes New Richmond bringing it right to left into the forecourt. Number 12, Kylie Albert, the 5'3 senior. It was a senior night for the cheer team, and so they were introduced earlier. And there's the shot is good, and Elle Covey is feeling it. She's got 5 now as she ties it up. Our first tie of the night, and a New Richmond steal, and then the foul committed by Twyman with 7:47 to go in this first half.
When Seaholm came onto the game the first time with 2 fouls, Twyman had to take over at point guard and did pretty solid, but these last couple times down, she's turned the ball over. Looks like Cardinals are going to sub in.
Yep.
Olivia Bergerson.
Bergerson, the 5'8 sophomore. And again, I think if I'm hearing my ear to the ground, Bergerson's another one of those who's really loves the game of basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell that she's just trying to build her confidence.
Yeah.
And that's something that is hard at times when you're coming off the bench and you know you're only going to get a few minutes because you might be giving one of the starters a breather or foul trouble. But
yeah.
She really, really played well over the Christmas break at Holman.
Covey missed the turnaround. It hit the rim 3 times and didn't go. The Chahai rim said no. And inside of 7.5 to go first half now. And Chafee catching it on the outside is fouled by Miley Covey. And with 7:26 left here in the half. And Covey, the 5'6 freshman, trying to defend Chafee, the junior.
I'm pretty impressed overall with this freshman, Miley Covey. She's got a tough task, obviously, in guarding Chafee out there at the three-point line. But on both ends of the court, she has a very good understanding of the game, and I would think she's going to be a...
Basket good and a foul for Jillian Wick. And Wick giving the Cardinals the lead at 18-16.
Yeah, excellent there. I was just finishing what I was saying about Covey. I think she's going to be a strong player in this conference, seeing how she's playing as a freshman. And same thing for Wick, as she just got another basket.
And a good job by Jillian. The first field goal and back to the line where that amazing free throw percentage. And off the
and
mark.
And then you had to jinx it.
That's my fault. And the Cards keep possession. And then from the left corner, it's up no good. And fighting for it. And New Richmond comes out of there with it. Racing down the floor. And a block shot saying, "Not tonight, sister." Riley Terhark with that one. Nice stick.
Excellent. You could see Terhark's volleyball skills there. She was going in for the... going in for the slam, so that was excellent block down there.
Absolutely. And now to Richmond trying to tie or pass the Cardinals. And there's, I'm not sure what that was.
I think she was trying to go for the
the
underhand finger roll.
Yeah.
And it was more of an underhand alley 20 feet high.
It was a shot, a very high shot, underhanded for Covey as Chahai penetrating at the other end. A whistle and a foul with 60-51 left here in the half. And it's going to go on Gretzlock, second on Gretzlock.
Real quickly, all of a sudden, the last three possessions, it's been three fouls for New Richmond.
Yeah.
So Chihai's figured out that
they're
playing really tight pressure man on the ball, and Chihai is taking advantage, getting a quick first step, and getting to the free throw line.
Wick again back to the line. I didn't give her any big buildup, and she made it. So there we go. 9-16 Cardinals, 6:51 left here, first half. Mark Howerson, Janelle Soplin on WOGO Sports. Our winter schedule, very busy here for the next couple of months. Second one is good. And so Wick finds a way to get to the line. She's got 6 points.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Jillian off the bench tonight. She's continuing to play well. And her and Bergeson, you know, they kind of go in streaks. One will come in off the bench and play well. Olivia did last time. Tonight it's Wick.
Okay, although, let's see. Yeah, earlier she had the basket, missed the free throw, and this time she got both free throws. So, yeah. All right, and a turnover for New Richmond. They're eighth. The Cards will get it. 20-16 lead. The Chihai biggest lead, it was 5 at 16-11. And there's the ball. Bergerson's going to shoot one and miss it between the board and the rim.
Really nice backdoor cut off that sideline out of bounds to get herself open. Just couldn't find it.
Albert into the deep right corner. There's a shot. Nielsen's going to miss the three. Fighting for the rebound. The Cardinals battling with New Richmond, and Richmond gets the long rebound. And driving, Nielsen's going to miss one on the left baseline. And the Cardinals out of there with it. It's going to be Turhar.
Nielsen is all over the court for them. I'm really impressed with her.
Is.
She's, you know, hit some. She hasn't hit those shots yet as much, but she's shooting that three, and she's gotten the offensive board three times on her own three.
She can go from the right end to the left end. Bergerson for three from the right corner. No for the Cardinals. Out of there with it, New Richmond. J.C. Wall, the 5A junior. Into the forecourt come the orange and black of New Richmond, and they'll miss the shot. Rebound down to Jillian Wick. And Chafee across the timeline for Chippewa as they bring it left to right. Chafee's drained a couple of threes. She's going to have that one partially blocked. Rebound battled for, and Richmond comes away. Claire Heppner tried to get it, the 5'10 sophomore. And a steal at the other end, and a good job by Turhark snagging that one, the ninth New Richmond turnover. Chafee into the forecourt on the far side. She's got a long one off the front iron. No. Rebound Cardinals. Bergerson's going to miss as well. And New Richmond. Action's
pretty fast.
Heavy.
Yeah, pretty fast pace right now, both ends of the court.
And missing the driving layup was Kinna Richter, a 5'7 sophomore in Chippewa now. Maybe would you just kind of want to tell the girls, okay, just catch your breath maybe?
Yep, I would be thinking that right now. Yeah. I mean, it's not that they weren't good looks from both teams, but it's just starting to get a little out of control.
Good aggressive defense on Chafee in the right baseline, knocked out of bounds by Miley Covey. Let me just say, Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics.
All right, baseline out of bounds.
Yeah, baseline out of bounds, and it's going to be Bergerson and trying to get it to Wick. Wick chasing it down on the baseline, but it went out of bounds to New Richmond with 4:57 left now in the Cardinals' sixth turnover.
Those are some of those little areas for the Cards that you don't realize when Seaholm's out of the game. She's almost always their baseline inbounder. And some of those little things that just you're putting people in positions that, you know, they don't normally do.
And a steal by the Cardinals, and Chahai will maintain the possession.
Reisinger with the nice steal out on the sideline.
Yeah, I think when you think about a point guard or a quarterback, it feels like a quarterback on the basketball
Absolutely.
Court.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times it's handling the ball, but it's passing and then those inbounds passes too. So.
Right, a lot of different responsibilities, and it's one of those things where when you're not put in that position often, it's not that those girls don't know how to do it. It's just uncomfortable at first. And when you are used to Seaholm doing it almost every single inbound
play,
it's just those little things that some of those sophomores are just learning to develop.
Nice drive by Riley Turhark, and the Cards lead it by 6, 22-16.
Excellent drive on the left side and to finish with the left hand there by Turhark.
And she's got 6 on the night, and there's the three-point attempt. No good by Nielsen, and the Cardinals clearing for the rebound.
You can tell Nielsen is not afraid to put it up. Anytime she's getting an open look right now, she's trying to score. I'd like to see her take it off the dribble a little bit more. It's not, you know, it's not happening for her from the three-point line.
Driving, Wick puts it up and misses. Good idea, but...
Excellent drive by Wick, just a little too strong off the glass there.
Right. So still a six-point Cardinal lead, and New Richmond able to cut through the defense, and finally Nielsen able to get her first field goal of the night.
Right on cue there. She caught the ball at the three-point line and took it off the dribble, and two crossovers later she was in for the layup.
All right, so Shanghai's lead is cut back to four. It had been their largest of the evening at six a short time ago. Cardinals trying to get a winning streak going here. Then a couple of years. There's the shot and the good one from the left corner for Bergerson. And it's three-pointer for her.
Really nice to see how the Cardinals are playing with both Twyman and Seaholm on the bench right now. Four sophomores out there along with the junior Sarah Chafee. So a lot of opportunities for this team to grow over the next couple of years.
And New Richmond, again, this is where, again, early on, they're the 11th turnover, and they threw it away on the near side. But, I mean, again, a lot of good things, but then it's like, you know, we have these bad habits, even in our own personal lives, that kind of undercut us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where it's going to take a few games where you really take care of the basketball to believe you can do it. And
yeah, but somehow New Richmond kept it, so maybe it was the possession arrow. Maybe they
maybe
did have
tipped,
the possession arrow.
I guess,
arrow.
I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, either way, when you look at it from that perspective, it's, you know, and when yeah. you look at both of these teams right now,
yeah.
the conference that we play in,
yeah.
the top of the conference is going to defend so well
mm-hmm.
that they create so many turnovers.
Mm.
And while both these teams are building, they're not the same defenders at the top of the conference, but they make each other look like that because they're not taking care of the ball offensively.
And again, second. And so New Richmond turned it over, and then Stella Nielsen committed her second personal foul, the sixth team foul on New Richmond. Each team has six with 2:59 left here in the first half. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin on the call here on WOGO Sports. Chafee in the paint, puts it one up, tried to draw the foul, nothing doing, kind of looking at the ref like, what's up, dude?
Yeah,
David Vava.
Those are hard calls to make when you look out of control. Unfortunately, Chafee was kind of sideways as she shot, and that's one of the things that I've, you know, when I was coaching, as I, you know, talk to our, especially when I coach our eighth grade boys, you know, they're always looking for that foul call.
Yeah.
And it's really hard when you're out of control to get that.
Huh. And yet it felt like, in her defense, I felt like Chafee was trying to, hey, if I still get it up, I can, you know, I'm still.
Got bodied, yeah.
Right. All right, so 25-18, Cardinals by seven, 2:34 left in the half, and the inbounds pass, Twyman gets it right side to Wick. They work it around on the outside to number 12, Terhark. And there's a pass for Twyman and saved by Chafee. Working on the left baseline. Gets it out to Twyman.
That's one of the issues the Cardinals have had is sometimes they get the ball stuck on one side of the court.
Yeah.
Instead of reversing it and swinging
and
it over
it
to
away.
The other side. Yep.
Seventh turnover for Chippewa. 2:12 left in the half. If you need anything for glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass.
You know, you look at both teams right now where you're sitting with 2 minutes before the half. If you're New Richmond, you're trying to cut this lead to three or four.
Yeah.
Get back into the locker room. And if you're the Cards, you want to extend it up to 10 because you'd feel really solid about that.
Right. 2 minutes to go after the New Richmond turnover and Wick into the forecourt. Kicks it on top to Chafee. Chafee going to drive. Looks over into the right corner to Wick. She's going to try to go on the baseline, puts one up, misses, and the rebound out of there to 24 Covey. What I like is the way Wick's able to get inside, but obviously she needs some work on the shot.
Yeah, I am very impressed with her mm-hmm. first step off
yeah.
the dribble. And I think
a girl goes down, and I think she's going to be okay, just a little incidental.
Looks like she's going to be okay. Yeah, I think part of the thing for Wick is the more you get those opportunities, you're going to feel confident on how to finish.
Yeah.
At times, her quickness. She needs to learn how to find the finesse at the basket.
Yeah.
So she's shooting with the same quickness that she's off the dribble, and they're just coming off too hard.
Yeah. She's getting there, and she's done it now twice here in recent trips. And, again, a New Richmond turnover at the other end, and then they steal it away from the Cards. Racing down the floor, Nielsen's put one up, and no good. New Richmond, though, gets their hands on the rebound. Miley Covey. And a possession arrow call, and it's pointed New Richmond's way.
Really good hustle there defensively by Twyman for the Cards to get down there and contest that what would have been an easy layup, and it forced Nielsen to miss.
1:16 left in the first half, 25-18 Chippewa. Inbounds pass for New Richmond, and they draw the foul on the feed to Nielsen.
Really too easy on that inbounds play. We always kind of joke about that sometimes, how do inbounds plays work so well?
Yeah.
But they really do. Baseline out of bounds is a very hard thing to defend, and New Richmond drew up a nice play there.
Twyman gets her second personal, seventh team foul, and it sends Nielsen to the line where she's a 61.5% free throw shooter, and she hits it. She's hit three already tonight.
Well, and that's a sign of a good player, right? Nielsen's not able to find her touch right now from the outside, so she's starting to get to the basket and get to the free throw line.
Second one in a moment here. Is up and back off the back iron. No, rebound down to Wick for Chippewa. The Cardinals now into the forecourt. Wick, the ball handler, the 5'6 sophomore. Penetrating right side all the way in, and she puts it in. 8 points for Wick.
Really nice effort, just exactly what we talked about, right?
Yeah.
She got to the hoop, and I actually, I thought that was going to come off a little bit hard too, but
yeah.
she got the friendly roll on
I think
that one.
The angle was maybe
a little better angle on the glass that time.
And the Cards come out of there with a steal, taking away from the Tigers and into the forecourt. Wick was fouled by number 12, Kylie Albert. With 42 seconds left here in the first half.
The other thing I'd really like to see Wick work on, you know, throughout the season and in the offseason is developing that left hand. Mm. You can tell that she really is very strong with her right hand. But as you get into the big rivers and, you know, next year, you know, junior and then her senior year, you're going to be able to be scouted like that.
Right.
And so she's going to really need to work on developing that left hand.
27-19 Cardinals, 8 points, the biggest lead of the night as Wick misses that free throw. And knocked out of bounds, and it's the state Chippewa ball.
You can tell Wick's tired, right, too? This is quite a bit of minutes for her. Twyman's coming in for her right now. But that's a lot of minutes with Seaholm on the bench with three hot fouls.
And she's become the third leading scorer on the team, averaging five a game, and she's kind of risen up because earlier in the year she was playing JV and varsity.
Right. I think we had several players from the Cardinal program that were kind of that bubble.
Yeah.
And Coach Bestel was just waiting to see who would step up.
Basket good and a foul for Twyman, and she's fired up as the Cardinals go to a 10-point lead for the first time tonight.
Exactly what we talked about with 2 minutes to go. If the Cardinals could pull away just a few more, you get teams like New Richmond or even Chippewa. When you start to look up at that scoreboard and that deficit becomes double digits, it's a lot harder to overcome mentally, and so if the Cards can, you know, close out the half here, they're going to put themselves in a really good position.
Twyman, a 53% free throw shooter, misses the free throw. Now the final 25 seconds of the half for New Richmond. Their offense has faded. Remember, after that 5-0 start, they've really struggled. Air ball on the right side that time, missed by Covey, and Terhark out of there with it for the Cardinals. Final 13 seconds of the half. Left corner, shot on the way. Reisinger is good.
Excellent dribble kick there. Rosalind Twyman, she went up the left side. She was able to draw the defender and find Reisinger.
And then a bank in three, and New Richmond had done that before the half in the JV game. And now, who's the shooter? I'm going to make sure I get the
I think
number.
It was Covey, the younger one.
The
Miley.
Younger Covey.
Miley right. Covey, number two.
Miley Covey drains a three-pointer, banks it in to end the half. Our score, Chippewa 31 and New Richmond 22. The Cards had built it up by as many as 12. We'll take a three-minute timeout. Come back in 3 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the glass, good! Get McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chippewa leading at halftime over the New Richmond Tigers. Mark Halverson, Janelle Saplin here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studio. And Janelle, it didn't start that way, right? It started a 5-0 New Richmond lead. They led it 7-2, even, you know, 9-4. But the Cards rallied after that, say 9-4. And outscoring New Richmond 27-13 the rest of the half.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I'm really impressed with the Cardinals. Now, I know their confidence level tonight is a little bit higher, right, knowing that they're not playing the strongest teams in the conference tonight, mm-hmm. one of the stronger teams. But I do know that it's been a problem for us sometimes to kind of get over that hurdle when we get down right away. So no matter who you're playing right now, you get down 5-0, 6-0, that can get in your head. So kudos to the Cardinals for fighting back, coming back strong. And really the difference is I think 3 out of their first 5 possessions were turnovers. And then they started to take care of the basketball. Shots weren't quite falling, but then the next thing happened. Take care of the basketball and the shot falls. And so, you know, they're gonna need to do that same thing to start the second half, take care of the basketball. And you can see that is kind of the opposite for New Richmond. First few possessions down the court, New Richmond sitting in there, getting some good looks, getting good shots up, and then they really started to turn over the basketball, especially late in the second half.
And so Chippewa Falls leading at 31-22 in that first half, falling behind 9-4, and then the offense started to surge a little bit as they went on a 6-0 run to grab a 10-9 lead. New Richmond getting the lead back, but once Chahai got it back, the third time, they did not let up and grew a lead to 16-11. It was tied at 18, and then Chahai getting their biggest lead of the half at 31-19 before the three-pointer fell from the freshman Miley Covey right before the half to make it 31-22.
Right, and I think for the Cardinals, and I'm not sure if the lead that they didn't give up again was after Chafee hit a couple threes. Mm-hmm. And so once she hit those threes, then it kind of opened up the lane too. Wick came in and was able to drive. And so that's what you're looking for is that balance, trying to find a way to how can I hit from the outside, how can I get to the rim. And the stretch that they were able to do that is a stretch that they were able to start to expand that lead.
Let's get you some of our highlights from this first half in this broadcast here on WOGO. And do the best we can to try to bring you back some of what you heard in this first half. There's the pass. All right, well, my apologies. Let's see. We're trying to...
Technology does not always work how you want it to.
It doesn't. That's true. That's true. All right, we'll give it a try. All right. Let's see. We had the... should be working. So, not sure what the exact problem is on that.
In the meantime, the Chi High Band sounds good over there for us.
They do. They do sound good. All right, we'll see if we can get anything on that. We'll take another 1-minute timeout, come back with the rest of the halftime Let me tell you before we take that break that Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back in a minute here on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Back with halftime here, WOGO, Chihai leading 31-22. Girls High School Hoops, here are some of your first half highlights.
See if maybe they can hit Chafee here off of a couple of screens off of an inbound play.
There's the pass, there's the shot, and good. There's the first two for the Cardinals. Riley Turhart gets it.
Things that Coach Besta was referring to, she's come a long way throughout the season. A little bit maybe out of control to start the year,
yeah.
But now she's getting under control, and she's seeing how that pays off for her.
On the baseline, Turhart for two, and the Cardinals pull within one at 9-8.
She's doing a good job.
Wick is going to drive, dishes, got Reisinger, and she's going to, Honeycomb's in there for her, and the Cardinals get their first lead of the night. And that is our second lead change of the night. Chafee out on top. Somebody get her a screen. She's going to shoot the three and hit it. Sarah Chafee gives the Cards their biggest lead at 13-11. Which is saying something since she's not the tallest player at 5'7". There's the three-point attempt. Chafee hits again, and she's getting a hot hand here for the Cardinals.
And I would think she's going to be a...
Basket good and a foul for Jillian Wick. And Wick giving the Cardinals the lead at 18-16.
When two crossovers later, she was in for the layup.
All right, so Chihai's lead is cut back to four. It had been their largest of the evening at six a short time ago. Cardinals trying to get a winning streak going here. Been a couple of years. There's the shot and the good one from the left corner for Bergerson. And so those are some of your first half highlights here on WOGO. I'm glad to bring those to you here in our broadcast. And let me just tell you that ServiceMaster of the Triple Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Very quickly, first half scoring looked like this for the Cardinals. Bergerson with three, I think eight for Wick, is that right?
Yeah, eight for Wick. We had one of the free throws wrong. She had one of them and Twyman didn't.
All right, six for Chafee, four for Twyman. Six for Terhark and three for Reisinger. We still may be short a point, but anyhow, okay. Meanwhile, for New Richmond, seven for Covey, five for Gretzlock, and...
Turnover for the Cardinals to start. Terhark just went to go back door and ball right out of bounds on the sideline.
5 points for L. Covey and five for Nielsen. And so turnover-wise, that is the Cards' ninth, and New Richmond with 13 as we get started here in the second half on WOGO. Thanks for being with us.
Cardinals are starting in a man-to-man defense to start the second half. That's what they played the first half. We'll see if any teams mix it up and try a zone at all. Both teams have had a little bit of zone throughout the year, but primarily play man.
Down low and easy feed for two to L. Covey, and Covey makes it a seven-point game at 31-24.
Yeah, she got her defender out of position there, and the Richmond guard did a nice job lobbing it in.
All right, the Cards now... going right to left in the second half. Chafee getting it down low. Twyman, basket good.
No, they're actually going to call her for an offensive foul there. They say she lowered her shoulder.
That's the first offensive foul called on the night for either team.
Yeah, I guess it was hard to see my angle from where we were at. She did look like she, went in strong, but apparently the New Richmond defender had her feet set.
So 5'7" junior Roz Twyman, and she'll come to the bench now with that third foul. First team foul on the Cardinals. And again, New Richmond knows now is the time to get things going. They don't want to think, but they're just we say that they turn it over. Ball slipped away, and Chafee picked it up into the forecourt. She goes on the far side, gets it off to Wick. Back to Chafee. Again, Seaholm is in there with those three fouls. There's the shot from the left side. Is good for the Cardinals. Terhart.
Really nice dribble drive there. Chafee took it in. Terhart's defender came over to help and found her for the shot in the baseline.
So Riley's having a good night from the field as she's got 8 points. And there's a three-pointer for New Richmond.
Quick three-pointer there by Kylie Elbert, number 12.
And Elbert getting the three-pointer for New Richmond, bringing them to within six at 33-27.
Yeah, it is nice to see Terhark starting to shoot the ball more on the offensive end.
Right.
Normally I'm a fan in the stands yelling at her to shoot it, so I'm really glad to see she's putting up the rock tonight.
Wick misses the three, and New Richmond racing down the other end, misses the layup, followed up, and Nielsen gets it. And
that's just a great hustle play on New Richmond's part there. Had the fast break, missed it, but Nielsen there to follow it up. Great hustle.
New Richmond looking hungry here to start this second half.
Absolutely. They are coming out with some really, really
very
tenacious
aggressive
defense. Another Cardinal turnover.
Yeah, and they forced the steal and missing the layup on the drive, the freshman Covey, and the rebound comes down to Terhart.
Well, really, Chai-Hai is lucky there because Seaholm had to kind of let Covey shoot that. Otherwise, it was going to be her fourth foul.
Right.
Luckily, she missed that.
New Richmond in the zone. It looked like a zone here. Is it or no?
Trying
to get a read on it.
Yeah, trying to get a read on it right now. Chai-Hai with another turnover, so it's hard to tell.
New Richmond steals it away, the 11th Cardinal turnover. And it's 33-29, and New Richmond trying to get it even closer. They're on the charge here. Remember, they were down by 12 right before the half and then hit that three-pointer. And Seaholm now across the timeline as Chai-Hai brings it right to left on the far side.
Yeah, you can really see right now. They're still in a man-to-man defense.
Chafee for a long three graces the front iron. No. Rebound down to New Richmond. Here come the Tigers.
Obviously, the conversation at halftime was pressure defense to pick it up. And really, that makes sense because when they started the game like that, Chai-Hai had a bunch of turnovers.
Nielsen's going to miss the three-pointer. Chafee with a rebound for the Cardinals.
New Richmond kind of backed off on their defense is where the Cards got going. So the conversation must have been, hey, we need to do some pressure defense again.
Oh, and the Cards just turned it over. The pass from Wick in the interior. And Wick fortunate she didn't call for a foul. Now a three-point attempt. Nielsen banks it in, and New Richmond's within one.
as she covers her mouth and kind of laughs, she obviously was not trying to shoot it off the glass there, but this is exactly the start the Cardinals didn't want when it came out of the half with a nine-point lead. But, you know, give New Richmond credit.
New Richmond has outscored Chippewa 10-2 here in this second half. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
New Richmond has come out with fire in their eyes. They've taken a 31-22 deficit and made it 33-32. So the Cardinals by one. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin here on the call on WOGO Sports. And Wick to Seaholm. Back to Wick from the deep right corner. She's going to heave one. No good. And the rebound yanked down by Gretzlock for New Richmond. They've got a chance to get the lead, Janelle.
Yeah, it's not the Cardinal, not the start the Cardinals were looking for, obviously, to start the second half. But this is what you have to figure out, where you're made of right now in a situation where, you know, you had a 9-point lead at half. They've cut it to one.
Right.
Now you got to come down and offensively just calm yourself down and get a basket. Sometimes that's all you need. Just come down.
Elle Covey gets the foul, her second and the first team foul on New Richmond. And again, you know, it's almost like a repeat of the way New Richmond started, except maybe even stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the second half definitely is stronger for them in the first half. And one of the things that the Cardinals need to do is figure out how to get some diversity on their offense right now.
Yeah.
We're spending a lot of time with the basketball out at the three-point line. Mm. Then we're trying to force it inside.
They just tried to get it to Chafee, and then a possession arrow is going to go New Richmond's way. So too many turnovers for the Cards here in the second half. I think that's four just since intermission in four.
I was
going to
say,
minutes.
It's either four or five since intermission. Yeah. And we talked about that at the onset of the game.
Right.
Really, which team's going to take care of the basketball.
And
the stretch that New Richmond turned it over, Chi-Hi took their lead.
Yeah.
And now this stretch that the Cardinals are turning it over. New Richmond's coming back.
Terrark trying to save the errant pass from New Richmond.
Foul called on
New Richmond. And was fouled in the process. And I think it's Nielsen who may get her third. Nope, it's going to be 24 instead. So Elle Covey gets her third. Nielsen has two for New Richmond.
Either way, either of those two players, if they get in foul trouble,
yeah,
would be beneficial to the Cards.
Sure.
They're clearly their leaders right now.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is a coach in the courtroom. Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. And the Cardinals, again, errant pass, throw it away.
Yeah, just communication, miscommunication there between Seaholm and Reisinger. She thought she was going to go deeper on the baseline, and that's one of those things that's not a position that Reisinger's normally in out there.
33-32, New Richmond gunning for the lead. They missed the three-point attempt from outside that time by Kylie Albert.
Really nice rebound by Terhark, but then she gave it up and turned it over after the board.
So they limited him to one shot, which they wanted to, but then the outlet pass. And a missed shot again by Albert, and the rebound to the Cardinals, and it comes down to Terhark. And now,
much better job that time securing the rebound. But you can see New Richmond has had that conversation at halftime that they are going to pressure our ball handlers.
Right.
And you can see why. It's been effective. We again just turned it over.
Yeah, wow.
Chafee had a chance on the dribble drive and then just threw it away.
If they had nine at the half, that's seven in the second half in five-plus minutes for Chippewa. And I think New Richmond has, like, one or two.
Right.
So it's been all the momentum New Richmond's way, but Chai still clinging to a one-point lead. Chafee comes out of there with a steal. She's going to get it ahead to Reisinger, put it up and in for the Cardinals.
Hopefully the Cardinals can build off the momentum of that. Really nice steal by Chafee.
Yeah.
Reisinger getting up the court, taking her time and finishing. Hopefully they can build on that.
Right, for sure. 35-32, the Cardinals get the lead back to three. Will New Richmond try to tie it with a three-pointer, and we've got our second tie of the night as Stella Nielsen knocks that one down.
You just felt that she was going to eventually heat up out there. You can see how she shoots the ball. She's confident from the three. She didn't in the first half, but found one in the...
And there's the errant pass intended for Wick, and some miscommunication, although Seaholm kind of telling Wick, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, Seaholm saying, hey, that one was on me, two times down the court. Errant passes. I'm going to not try and go in mom mode on.
35 all with 11:59 left in regulation. And again, the Cards had such the latter part of the second half, the first half was so good for Chip when they tried to rediscover that.
Right, and you don't know if they're going to need a timeout to sit here and
right.
You know, just talk, have that conversation. And I think the other thing you have to look at is you know, what combination was working for you? And I know we're used to going, you know, with Seaholm and Twyman, but in that first half with Bergeson and Wick in there, we might have to look at that.
Nielsen hits again. Is that another? It's a two.
It was a two.
Time.
That was a two that time. She drove around the right side baseline.
And we've got our fourth lead change of the night as a underhand shot, no good by Wick as she falls to the floor. No foul call. It was a control issue. Racing down the other end, there's a block by Terhark for the Cardinals, but a foul is going to be called as the New Richmond player, Miley Covey, the 5'6 freshman, to the free throw line to try to build on their two-point lead.
Another example that we just talked about in the first half, Wick with a really nice quick first step, being
right.
able to just control
right.
the ball when she goes to finish.
Yeah. As the first free throw is good for Covey.
I'm guessing Addie's used to me yelling from the stands some things.
Yeah, okay.
She's
yeah.
probably like, this is the quietest my mom's ever been at a game.
38-35, New Richmond, just all the momentum here in this early part of the second half. This is the second free throw, and the Cardinals out of there with the rebound.
I will say this second half, Terhark's strong on the boards right now, and she's going to need to continue to do that in this second half.
Clock ticking toward 11 minutes to go in this second half. And a missed shot by Twyman underneath, followed up and in. And I didn't see. Was it Twyman?
It was Twyman. She followed her own shot. I really think she got fouled on that first one that they missed, but I'm glad she was able to follow it up.
So Twyman gets that hoop at the other end. Block and to the floor. And going to be shooting two is Jenna Gretzlach.
And that's four on Seaholm, so she's going to have to come out of the game. Chafee's going to come in for her.
And Addy, of course, the 5'7 junior.
Struggling tonight with foul trouble, and that's one of those things when you're a point guard and you get in foul trouble, it's hard to find the rhythm of the game.
Sure, sure. Now, did you play point or shooting guard?
In college, I played shooting guard. In high school, I played quite a bit of point guard.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Cadott, right?
Cadott, the Hornets.
Yeah.
That is my hometown.
Jenna Gretzlach to the line here. Again, she is a 52% free throw shooter. Second one is up. And got
bounces it. Bounces in. Nice friendly roll there.
Yeah.
We'd like the Chi High Rims not to be so friendly for them right now.
Yeah, right. 39-37, New Richmond by two. And down low, Twyman, and she's going to draw the foul. So.
Same play as last time. What they're doing is they're looking to pass the ball to the left wing, and Twyman is coming off all the way around and curling to the block. Last time she got her own rebound on it, and this time she was able to get the foul.
Roz is a 53% free throw shooter, came in averaging 4.3 points a game. Has exceeded that with six here tonight. Taking her time. First one is up, and got it. The foul was on Gretzlach, her third. And we'll have a break in the action. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports. Cards within one.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the glass. There we go. Good. Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Oh, he's good. Three points. Beat the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Tie ball game.
Our fourth tie of the night at 39 as Twyman hitting both free throws. Bank the second one. We'll take it.
Cardinals have decided to go zone on defense. So on that in between the free throws there, Coach Bestow called a timeout, switched up her defense. It looks like the Cardinals are going to play zone.
And a missed shot down low for New Richmond by J.C. Wall. And then the rebound goes to Covey, who you said you've been impressed with, the 5'6 freshman, Miley Covey.
Yeah, especially in the first half. She's quieted down a little bit here in the second half, but you can just see that as a freshman, if she continues to grow as a basketball player, she's going to be a strong player in this conference.
And she seems to have a lot of confidence, I mean, out there as a freshman as she misses the first free throw.
But yeah, that's absolutely one of the things I would look for is if you're a freshman out there, I'm going to guess you have a lot of confidence. But sometimes if it's a rebuilding program, a coach might be putting you in that situation. But she definitely seems comfortable on the floor.
Misses both free throws, and the rebound comes out of there to Chippewa Falls, tied at 39 apiece. The Cardinals try to get that inside pass, and it's almost stolen away as the battle goes on. And then the Cards recover. Twyman down low. Works it around to Heppner. On the outside, Chafee gets the defender off of her and drills the three-pointer.
Really nice jab step there by Chafee and really great extra pass by Terhark. Terhark probably could have taken a shot there from the elbow, but she swung it one more pass to find Chafee.
The third three-pointer for Chafee on the night.
The decision to try and switch up defense has worked that time.
Yeah.
Within the zone, it looks like the Cardinals are looking to trap that first pass.
And Chippewa Falls now with that 42-39 lead. And a travel is called by the on the Cards. So it's been kind of a mess. When I look at my highlights, really it's been tough to get any highlights for the Cards here in this second half. We're going to get another timeout. All right. We'll take a half a minute break. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. All right, we've got 9:33 to go, about the midway point of the second half. The Cards have tried to, you know, survive the storm. You can't keep that kind of intensity forever, and now Chahai back to a three-point lead.
Right. That is a very important thing that you just said. You need to be able to calm down and get some looks, and so they were able to do that. Tryman got to the free throw line, and then they were able to set up the defense now where they're doing their 1-3-1. They're looking to trap that first pass.
Yeah, and knocking the ball out of bounds. It'll stay New Richmond ball on the attack left to right. 9:25 left in regulation. New Richmond trailing 42-39. We've had four ties and multiple lead changes. And New Richmond into the deep right corner. The three from Nielsen airballs it. Rebound down to the Cardinals.
Chafee with the Chafee nice rebound with it. There. Yeah. Really good box out. Even though it was an air ball, really nice box out there by Chafee.
And he gets it to Wick on the left side. On top to Terhart.
Chafee has the ability. Miley Covey is going to guard Chafee all the way out there. She has the ability to shoot it deep, as I'm guessing what you were just going to say.
Yeah.
And you can see Covey taking an extra step. Saying, her coach told her in the timeout she doesn't get another look out there.
Chafee does have an ability like to just kind of fake the defender off or to get a little bit of space sometimes.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that you're going to need to do, right? If you're a premier three-point shooter,
right,
and defenses start to know that, you've got to learn how to create even when the defender's there.
Into the deep right corner, Chafee gets it off to a teammate. Heppner has her shot blocked, and the Cards will reload underneath their basket.
Richter with a really nice block, very similar to the one Terrick had in the first half. Looks like we have some volleyball players out
yeah.
there.
And Seholm going to come in with those four fouls now, as this is an important inbound, and she's going to handle it underneath the basket.
She's got to play smart with four fouls, right? There's a lot of time left, 8 minutes to go, and make sure. The other thing is that she was turning the ball over quite a bit, so a little bit of time, hopefully, to kind of see, hey, I need to take care of the basketball.
Seholm, left-handed pass into the corner to Wick, and she's going to front iron one, a three-point attempt.
Ooh, would have been really nice to see that one go down. That was an excellent dribble drive there.
We've seen a lot of Wick's ability to drive and hit free throws, but not as much I haven't seen in terms of her three-point repertoire.
Not sure about that call.
Yeah.
I know.
Looked like a lot of ball.
Looked like we had a real good angle from that, and I don't like to get on the refs, but I really think she had all ball there.
And that was Jillian Wick we're talking about. The 5'6 sophomore gets called for her first personal.
Now, I'm also surprised they called that a shooting foul.
Yeah. And the first one is off the mark, though, for number 24, Elle Covey, and she came in as a 60% free throw shooter. But Covey had hit one earlier, but missed this, and then hits the second. So it's 42-40. The Cardinals by two. Seholm into the forecourt. They bring it down right to left. On top, Terhark on the right side. Wick tries to get the pass down low for Seholm, stolen away by New Richmond. And then a possession arrow call is going to go Chi High's direction.
Yeah, the Cards will turnover there for the Cardinals, but Wick did a good job of trying to really get the ball back and at least create that jump ball.
The thing was that, you know, New Richmond had more turnovers than the Cards really for the majority of the first half. But at the moment, it's now become 19 for Chippewa, 15 for New Richmond in the turnover department.
Right. Sloppy basketball is not, you know, going to get the job done. And so whichever team here this last eight minutes can take care of the basketball is going to have its best chance to win.
You're preaching that in the Cardinal Flight, I'm hearing, huh?
Yeah, we talk about that at all levels, right? So whether it's Cardinal Flight with the girls, Cardinal Hoops with the boys, I don't care if it's, you know, little kids or...
And New Richmond able to get the bank, and Nielsen's really taken over here in the second half as she gets another hoop to tie it at 42, our fifth tie.
Yeah, if I would be looking, you know, Chi High, I'd be looking at stopping her right now.
Right.
She's clearly the one that they want to get the basketball. And the other thing the Cardinals need to do is stop forcing it inside.
And they are trying to force it inside to Twyman even as we talk. I'm screened out by the referee.
Right. So what's happening right now
is another possession arrow call.
When the Cards get the look inside, it's actually to some of our guards. Twyman and Seymour are open on the block, but then they're getting double teamed and not able to get it out of there. So we need to do a better job of not forcing it inside.
Yeah. 7:35 to go in regulation and tied at 42. So it tells you how even these two teams are. We were seeing that and spotting that and talking about that. The three-pointer from Nielsen for the lead, no good. Rebound New Richmond in traffic, but stolen away by the Cardinals. Reisinger, good job there, stealing it away.
With the Cardinals in that 1-3-1 zone, that's one area they're going to be susceptible is that baseline three.
Oh, and a near steal, and now New Richmond comes over with it. They've got their own fast break. Nielsen's going to lay it up and in, and they've got the lead. And their crowd loving it as they lead it 44-42.
Coach Bestel's telling Seaholm to slow it down.
Been a while since New Richmond grabbed the lead, and Seaholm does take it left baseline. Gets it out to Terhark. Her pass to Twyman, who drives. And
New Richmond is doing a really good job of collapsing.
Chasing for three, and the lead, and the Cards get the lead back at 45-44.
Big three there by Chafee. New Richmond is doing such a good job collapsing that if the Cards can do that, dribble drive and find their guards on the outside, they're going to have a chance to get some shots off.
And again, she's such a lethal three-point shooter. She's knocked down four of them tonight. 6:25 to go. The Cards up by one. And hitting at the other end, Nielsen is just carrying.
Nielsen answers right back. I actually thought she was going to give the ball up there. She almost got trapped up here near the Cardinals logo. She was able to get out of it and just shoot the three right off the dribble.
Can the Cards match now? Chafee in the deep left corner. And she's going to shoot a long one off the side of the backboard. No.
I think Miley Covey got a little piece of that when she shot it.
At the other end, New Richmond on the fast break, whistle and a foul. Terhark, 12-on-12, fouling Kylie Albert, the 5'3 senior with 5:57 to go. New Richmond up by two to the free throw line, where Albert is just a 29% free throw shooter, averaging just 3 points a game. And the foul is the third on Terhark, and the free throw is good from Albert, boosting that free throw percentage.
Cardinals have six fouls, so from here on out, Tigers are going to shoot bonus.
Yeah.
If we continue to foul, that's something we got to be smart about.
Cards had a big 9-point lead, led by 12 late in the first half, but trailed by three here. Missed free throw, but New Richmond with the rebound. And falling to the floor is Jenna Gretzlock. Should be a possession arrow to Chippewa Falls. As one of the referees...
explaining something to the New Richmond coach. Yeah. I'm not sure what he was asking about there. I was looking down at my stat sheets.
Yeah.
It was 31-22 at half, right?
Right, it was. Chi High's advantage, and down three now. 48-45. And so it's Twyman and Seaholm for the Cardinals. And also they've got Heppner and Wick and Reisinger. And the bank shot is good for Twyman.
We'll take it at this point, right? Not what her intention was, but we'll take it. Chi High staying in the 1-3-1 zone, and
Wick gets in front of the intended recipient on New Richmond.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's not a foul. The ref did call it.
Yeah, right. So a good steal, and
I think that's going to be four on Covey, on the older Covey.
Okay, and that is L. Covey you're talking about, the 5'11 senior. But then there again is Wick's quickness at the defensive end.
Yeah, and what happened is the pressure up front on the 1-3-1 caused the New Richmond player to throw it a little bit quicker, and she actually did have her girl open. Jillian made a really nice play down there.
48-47 to Richmond by one.
Coach Bestel's calling five out right now for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So I think she's looking to pass and cut, maybe see if we can't get that dribble drive going like Roz.
Twyman to the lane, misses the shot, and the rebound yanked down by Gretzlock for New Richmond.
I think she sees that our kids can take them off the dribble, so she's trying to go five out offensively.
5 minutes left in regulation, and maybe a near travel, and there's a three-point attempt by Nielsen. No good. Cardinal rebound. It's Seaholm out of there with it. Cross the timeline for the Cards, bringing it right to left. And a blocking foul on New Richmond, number 11, Gretzlock.
It's going to be their team six, so both teams have six fouls. So from here on out, 4:48 to play, it'll be bonus.
48-47, New Richmond by one, Chi-High basketball. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gutterson, and their team honor to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Seaholm with the basketball, driving on the left side. Picks up the dribble on top, Twyman. She'll get into the paint, work her way around, underhand scoop shot, whistle, and a foul with 4:40 to go.
Much better job with Twyman that time of gathering herself once she got to the hoop.
And again, she's got three, four field goals. And
that's five on Gretzlock.
So Gretzlock has fouled out. Jenna Gretzlock, she's one of their starters, a 5A junior, and she's out.
Elle Covey comes back in for her.
And she's going to finish with 6 points tonight.
You can see the difference when the Cardinal players take their time, and that's when you get those foul calls. A lot of times I think our girls think we're getting fouled, but we look out of control. Mm. That time Roz was under control, she was able to get the call.
First free throw is good from Twyman. She's got 11. She's really stepping up here.
Well, she needs to today, right? There was a situation earlier in the first half when Seaholm was out in foul trouble, and so she had to play point guard. And now, you know, we do need to rely on our juniors as leaders down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Second one is off the rim, no good. And the rebound yanked down by Covey. You say the juniors because there are no seniors on this team.
Yeah, there are no seniors. Right now we have all three juniors on the court, Seaholm, Chafee, and Twyman.
Yeah.
With Terhark and Heppner, so that's your starting five that's out there right now for the
Cardinals. The three-pointer for New Richmond off the mark, no good. Missed that time by Albert, and the Cards out of there with it to Seaholm. 4:20
Twyman
to go.
With a huge rebound, and she was really aggressive there. New Richmond is looking to kind of go after our players when they get the rebound.
Our sixth tie of the game, and the shot by Heppner, left baseline, no good.
Another good kick there for Chafee. That's just a shot that we'd like to at least draw a rim on, so we have a chance at the rebound.
Three-pointer for the lead. Nielsen, she's not afraid to let it go, and she missed it. Air ball. Rebound Seaholm into the forecourt. She advances it to the left side. On top to Chafee.
Good cut. Twyman went back door. That's what they need to keep doing.
Chafee drives in.
No foul call.
Out of bounds to Chippewa with 3:47 to go, tied at 48. Again, both of the teams winless in the conference. New Richmond has not won in the season, 0-11. Chi-High 2-9 with a win in Wausau and then also at Holman last Friday night. Chafee.
Looking to use the ball screen from Heppner.
Yep.
Nice roll.
Gets it inside. Heppner puts it up and no good, but she'll go to the free throw line.
Really nice job here on the baseline with the screen and roll. Obviously, New Richmond's worried about Chafee out there shooting the three.
Right.
And so they let Heppner go on the roll, and Chafee found her.
Heppner is 5 of 10 from the line and averages 2 points on the season coming into this game tonight.
22 wall back in for New Richmond. L. Covey going out. I think they're going to do a little bit of, you know, watching her with four fouls right now.
Yeah.
At some point, though, there's 3 minutes to go in the game. You're going to just have to trust your kids out there.
Heppner misses the first one. Wall is the granddaughter of longtime area sports play-by-play guy Woody Wall.
Woody
is here
Wall.
Tonight.
Is he? Yeah. Woody Wall, his family had a cabin right next to my grandparents. I'll have to find him after the game.
Yeah. So Heppner gets that one to give the Cardinals the lead. 49-48. Chippewa getting the lead back.
Still sticking to the 1-3-1 trapping zone defense right now.
3.5 minutes to go. Deep right corner. The three-point attempt no good for New Richmond's number 22. That is J.C. Wall. We were just talking about her.
Yeah, I wasn't actually expecting her to shoot that out there, but she looked pretty strong with it.
Into the lane, a spin move by Heppner, and she's going to draw an
travel.
They
called her for the travel. I think she did. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That angle that she picked up her pivot.
Well, I think it's that player control issue you talked about earlier in terms of do you get the foul call or whatever. And so a timeout, New Richmond, 3:14 to go. Tiger Ball down one. When we come back, Chi-High Girls Hoops, WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin, 49-48. We've had a good one here tonight. The Cardinals with the defense now trailing New Richmond 49-48.
Cardinals are going to stay in their 1-3-1. Right now they got Heppner on top, Twyman down low, Chafee, Terhark, and Seaholm across the middle.
And a steal by the Cardinals, and a good job. Chafee into the forecourt. He'll pick up the dribble. Deflected pass. Seaholm takes it in for the layup.
Deflected pass. You can see the look on Chafee's face. That didn't go where she wanted, but it ended up being working out in favor of the Cards.
51-48. That's the first hoop of the night for Seaholm, and it couldn't come at a bigger time.
You can see, too, right now on top, Miley Covey, the freshman, she's struggling with the pressure that the Cardinals are putting on her in this 1-3-1.
And the Cardinals leading at 51-48, trending in the right direction with 2:39 to go.
Over and back call, another turnover.
24th turnover, make it 19th turnover on New Richmond. Chi-High with 22, but the Cards have the ball and a three-point lead with 2:39 to go.
That pressure defense created New Richmond to go over and back there.
So just at the right time, again, started with some pressure, but have dialed it up here late when they've needed to. The Cardinals fighting for that first conference victory. Deflected out of bounds, intended for Seaholm.
That's a scary pass in there. Terhark's looking for Seaholm inside, but that's one of those things where we talked about not forcing it, especially up three late in the game.
2:30 to go. Chippewa Falls with the ball and a three-point edge. Seaholm inside, gets the shot up and no good. Missed by Terhark. Rebound out of there to Richmond, and Seaholm struggles with it and forces at least a change of the possession arrow.
And Twyman and Seaholm there both putting pressure on the rebounder. Also both lucky they just didn't pick up another foul.
Right. 2:24 left in regulation. New Richmond with the ball down by three. Nielsen's had the hot hand here in the second half for them. Left baseline, missed shot, no good by Wall, and the Cardinals out of there.
I was going to say, the officials are really letting the girls play all of a sudden, but there he just blew the whistle.
Yeah, Heppner had come out of there with it, and it looks like Heppner back to the line where she is that 50% free throw shooter, hit one of two a moment ago. 2:13 to go.
Both teams have players right now. When the other team gets the rebound, they're really being aggressive and going after it. That can be really a silly thing to do. Time to get a foul.
51-48 Chippewa. As Heppner's free throw is no good. She is the front end of a 1-1. So Heppner, one of three from the line here tonight.
Well, and if we need to get to the line, we need to look at the possibility if they have to follow of getting Wick in the game with how she shoots free throws.
For sure. Air ball, three-point attempt, no good by the freshman Covey, but the rebound to Richmond for the Ty Nielsen misses the three-point attempt, and Twyman with the rebound with 1:50 to go.
You can see that Nielsen is going to shoot the ball when she gets it.
Yeah. And the trying to knock it away from Chafee and out of bounds. Cards keep it 1:44 left.
Miley Covey is all over Sarah Chafee. Even if she's not in shooting range right now, she's really putting a lot of pressure on her.
Chi-High winning by four at Holman last Friday night. New Richmond's last two games losses in that holiday tournament in Minnesota, both very close. Seaholm with the dribble now. 100 seconds remain.
Nielsen called with the foul. You can see that New Richmond is doing the right thing, right? They need to put some pressure on our ball handlers, and that time Seaholm did a good job of controlling the basketball.
So Nielsen gets her third personal. It's the 10th team foul, and so the Cards in the double bonus. And Seaholm is a 77% free throw shooter. Gets the first one.
Big free throws down the stretch here for the Cardinals. If you can take care of the basketball.
Timeout, New Richmond. Cardinal ball up four. Seaholm back to the line when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
The field and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
And what about for the boys?
It's time to call Wirzgala Coming. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or call to Wirzgala.com. 1:41 to go. I thought we were at 100 seconds, but we're close. 52-48 Chippewa, but things trending Chihai's way here.
Right. You could just see in the timeout here, Chihai, you can see the energy. And late in the game, both of these teams, you can tell that New Richmond's had more games, close games, looking at their recent scores. Chihai hasn't been in a lot of close situations, so they were last week in Holman, and hopefully that helps them down the stretch.
Seahome getting some big points when they count, and she's got four now, the last four for the Cardinals. 53-48, up by five. It's a two-possession game. And a foul on Heppner.
Interesting play call there. I give New Richmond's coach credit. He actually came and set a screen up here on the top of the 1-3-1. Heppner wasn't ready for it, and she just ran right through it and got called for the foul. Good idea on his part, because they've been struggling with the pressure up here.
And it gets Covey to the free throw line, the freshman, Miley, where she is a 74% free throw shooter. 1:35 to go. First one is up and good.
Right now, with 1:35 to play, two Cardinals have two timeouts, and New Richmond has one left. Timeouts might be key down the stretch here.
53-49. She looks to get him within one basket. No good, and the rebound, Terhart. So it stays a two-possession game after Covey misses the second free throw.
And now we're not keeping track of rebounds, but Terhart has a ton in the second half, really being strong on the boards for the Cardinals.
She's played well tonight, the 5'11 sophomore. Again, the team with no seniors, the Chihai Cardinals with the basketball and a four-point lead. Chafee on the far side picks up the dribble. And the coach is Riley Walls yelling out, fire.
Fire. You can't say foul out loud. All coaches have a key word for when they want their girls to foul, to try and play that game at the free throw line, right?
Close to save time.
Yeah, it's every coach has a key word for that. But, you know, with 1:09 left, it looks like Chihai was starting to, you know, pull out the basketball a little bit, so he's going to take his chances with the clock.
And the first free throw is good for Chafee again. She is a 74% free throw shooter. Now make it 76.5. I don't want to sell her short. So she's had four threes on the night, 13 points. Next one is good as well. Well, your daughter and her, not only great basketball players, but both great golfers.
Oh, yeah, it was a really fun golf season. Hopefully next year they can both get down to Madison and make it to state.
That would be awesome. There's the missed three-point attempt by Nielsen, and the rebound, the Cardinals. Seaholm with it. And to Twyman in the backcourt. Inside of a minute to go, the Cardinals with the ball and a six-point lead. They smell victory in the BRC for the first time this season, but still 40-some seconds to go. And a whistle and a foul stops the clock with 45.6 to go.
Really nice rebound there by Addie, by Seaholm on the other end, and really great job of controlling it, getting out to Twyman. You could hear the Chihai staff saying, Chafee, Seaholm, that's who they want at the free throw line right now.
Do you think in some way that there was such energy by New Richmond in the beginning of the half, you just couldn't keep it up that way? And they had a surge, you know?
They did have a surge. Seaholm just missed that first one. It'd be a really important free throw here to put them up seven.
Yeah. That would make it a three-possession game, and it's good.
Yeah, I think that's a sign of a young team, right? Not being able to sustain that.
But, I mean, energy-wise, it just it's hard to keep it. Because it was such an intensity in the beginning of the half, and it worked, and it brought them into the lead briefly.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's one of the things their coach will build on, is how do you maintain and sustain that energy for longer.
Yeah. And so the Cardinal foul with 37.7 seconds. It goes on Twyman, her fourth. 7-point Chihai lead. It is a three-possession game, and the free throw no good.
That's one of the things you just don't want to do right now when you're Chihai. You don't want to stop the clock and give them opportunities to score points without that clock running. So need to be a little bit smarter there.
Right.
especially with a three-possession lead.
For sure, yeah.
And again, this is not a situation our girls have been in often, and so these are some learning moments for them as well.
Yep, and the second free throw no good, but fouled up and in by Wall. J.C. Wall getting that
New Richmond's going to call his last timeout.
56-51, so the Cardinal ball up five when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, the Post Glass postgame show to follow here on WOGO Sports. We'll talk to head coach Becca Bestel, have the stats and the highlights, and also the WOGO Sports calendar. So all of that ahead. Janelle Soplin making your debut with our color tonight, but you've got some experience, it sounds like, more with TV than radio?
Yeah, a few times I've had to fill in. I was actually a broadcast journalism major my first couple years of college, and so I worked for WQOW, and a few times here and there I've helped out.
Bradovich?
Yeah, Bob Bradovich, and doing some basketball college color, and actually a football game one time, too.
Huh. All right, 56-51, 34 seconds for the Cardinals in the backcourt against the pressure. Chafee on the far side.
You have to imagine Chai High during the timeout talked about that they were going to press.
Yep. And it looks like the foul, they got somebody other than Chafee and Sehom Terhark to the free throw line.
Again, probably a conversation New Richmond had that if one of those girls isn't having the ball to foul them, but at this point you need to foul quick.
She is a 56% shooter as the foul goes on Albert, her fourth.
Chai only has one rebounder in right now.
She gets to shoot two, though, the double bonus. Terhark, first one is on the money. That looked very good.
Right, and again, that same thing as last time. You're up six right now, 27 to go. This free throw puts you up three possessions.
Terhark unofficially with 9 points on the night, goes for double digits here. Got it.
Now the Cardinals just need to be smart on defense. It's okay to steal pressure, right? Make them work for it, run some time off the clock. You just don't want to foul.
Yeah. And New Richmond's going to get the shot up by the freshman Covey. No good. And on the far side, fighting for it with 15 seconds to go. And it's going to go to Chippewa with a 7-point lead. So, again, New Richmond hitting Chai High, you know, by down nine starting the second half, able to grab a lead a couple of different instances.
Right.
39-38. And
Chai High's going to call timeout there, just having a hard time inbounding the ball there.
Becca Bestel wants a timeout. And we'll keep it right here. Again, they tied it at 35 and then got a 37-35 lead, 39-38, 44-42.
Yeah, at one point I had written down it was 48-45 New Richmond.
Yeah.
So that means Chai High has gone on a 10-3 run to end the game so far.
And that is what the Cards have done from that.
13.
Right.
My math was wrong there.
45,
Yeah, 45.
13-3.
Yeah, we went on a 13-3 run here to close out the game, and that's got to be something that the Cardinals really are proud of.
Absolutely.
Coach Bestel right now just talking about what they need to do to take care of the basketball with 15 seconds left.
And, again, it's going to be meaningful, and if they can hold on, it's not a win tonight. Not only their first conference win, but their second straight win.
Two in a row would be great for us. We will take two in a row at this point.
Yeah, for sure. 15.2 seconds. Here we go on the far side. Terhark in the backcourt to Sehom. Sehom on that left-handed dribble into the forecourt on the near side and takes a tumble with 9.8 to go.
She could have passed it ahead. Twyman was wide open, but I don't think she felt she ever had a position where she could make that easy pass.
Yeah.
Wanted to secure the basketball.
And so
Albert fouled out there for New Richmond.
Second player to foul out, Kylie Albert. The 5'3 senior finishes unofficially with 4 points on the night. I think she had that three-pointer right before halftime.
Yeah, she's the one who I think banked it in there, too.
See, I'm a little flat on that first one.
Yeah, I'd want to yell at her to use her legs, but I probably shouldn't right now.
It would spice up the broadcast, I guess, as well as impact a pretty quiet gym. Second free throw is good for Addie and makes it 59-51. Final 6 seconds, three-point attempt, Covey, no good, air ball, swatted down. 2 seconds to go. Chi is going to win their first conference game and their second straight game to go to 3-9, and New Richmond will fall to 0-6 in the conference and 0-12 on the season. Inbounds to Seal, and that does it. Chippewa Falls, your winner, 59-51. Back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the glass. There we go. Good. Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Oh, he's good. 3 points. Beat the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Speaking of Post Glass and Mirror, this is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit PostGlassAndMirror.com. Well, Chi wins it tonight 59-51. They trailed early, 5-0, 9-4, but rallied to get the lead and actually led by 12 late in the first half, only to see a three-pointer go in right before intermission to make it 31-22. The second half, though, Janelle Soplin, we saw a lot of strength and energy by that defense, very animated by New Richmond, even more than at the beginning of the game, as they briefly got the lead well into the second half.
Right. I feel like we just watched 4 different basketball games between right. kind of the
right.
shifts in the halves where each team kind of made their run and did some things well. But I give Chi High credit for being able to hang on there and really not panic when they came out in the second half and New Richmond went on that run. They called a timeout. They worked through it. They got back to some of the things that had been working and took care of the basketball.
And so Chi High able to survive that and game – that falling behind, 48-45, get tied at 48, and then surge really from that point on, as we talked about, getting to 49, so 14-3 down the stretch. Sounds like football numbers, but to come out on top in this one here tonight.
Right. I think the thing for the Cardinals down the stretch was they were able to get back to that control, get to the free throw line a little bit, get some control. Chafee hit a three, and then really defensively, the 1-3-1 struggle. New Richmond really struggled when Chi High switched to that 1-3-1, so they were able to put on some ball pressure and get the win tonight.
Terrific. Thank you, Janelle. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great effort. Well, hopefully you can join us for a couple broadcasts down the way.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
And good luck for the Cardinal flight tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
All right. There we go. All right. Very good. And we'll take another timeout back in a minute here on WOGO Sports.
Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there we go.
Good. Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the
left side. Oh, he's good. 3 points. Beat the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, hopefully, hear from Becca Bestel in the postgame. She's talking to Brandon Berg from the Chippewa Herald at the moment as Chai wins it 59-51 here on WOGO Sports. Get you the individual scoring again. The turnovers, there are a number of them tonight. I mean, just it was that way. And New Richmond, I've got down for 19 turnovers and Chai with 22. In this contest, but hey, Coach Becca Bestel is going to join us now. Those newspaper guys, I mean, you know.
But, man, I had to give my kids a hug.
Yeah, you absolutely, you do, you do. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
That had to feel
that.
Good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Give us your thought, New Richmond, both at the beginning of the game and in the beginning of that second half, some intense defense kind of impacting the game, but you guys survived it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us in the first half, they had tough defense, but I think we were able to overcome and figure out where the openings were, and the girls kind of figured that out on their own out there, and that's what we've been kind of going for, is giving them a little bit more freedom, and they were able to find the open shooters, and that helped a lot.
Absolutely. I was looking at some of the numbers here. I mean, Chafee finishes with 14 again tonight, and you know, just different players stepped up in key moments for you. Wick and Twyman, even Seaholm at the end of the game.
Yeah, we had, I mean, some of our kids that are coming in and playing more minutes for us are younger kids, Wick, and even Bergerson came in a little bit, and especially in the first half when Addie got in foul trouble, she was able to come in and give us some solid minutes, and that's really made a difference for us because our starters aren't playing 35 minutes a game, and so we're able to rotate them a little bit more, and we're able to trust that everybody is on the same page, and that's been helpful.
And again, you know, you got yourself in New Richmond and trying to fight for that first conference victory, and so you got your home court. But again, they gave you a scare in the second half. I mean, they went from 31-19 to right near the end. They get that three-pointer, and all of a sudden they get a 48-45 lead, but you guys outscored 14-3 down the stretch.
Well, I was proud of our girls and how they didn't fold right there. It's it would be really easy at that point to just fall apart and lose the game at that point, but they fought back in it, and we switched to defense at that point too. That helped. My girls get excited when we switch defenses. They get excited about doing something different, and so they got into that right away, and I was proud of how they stuck with it, and I was proud of how hard they played at the end, especially on the boards. They boarded really well in the last couple minutes.
What's next?
Well, we continue to get better, and we don't play till next Friday. We have Memorial here on Friday, and so every practice we come in the gym, we continue to improve our skills, and that's been a key this year. A lot of the things that we were frustrated with early in the season, we have gotten better at, and we're working on in practice one step at a time.
Well, congratulations, Coach. It's a winning streak, and hey.
I told him that. I said, we're in a streak.
Yeah, you're on a streak. Keep it going. So have a good week of practice.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. And again, Becca Bestel in this 59-51 Cardinal win. Some of that individual scoring tonight. Olivia Bergerson with 3, 8 for Jillian Wick, 14 for Sarah Chafee, 11 for Roz Twyman, 10 for Riley Terhark, and she tore it up on the boards as well. Claire Heppner with 1, Addie Seaholm with 6, and Willa Reisinger off the bench with 6 points as well. Meanwhile, New Richmond was led in scoring by Stella Nielsen. She finished with 22. She's their leading scorer, averaging 10 a game, but she was just knocking down the threes left and right there to lead the way for New Richmond tonight. Want to get you some of the highlights here from this broadcast this evening on WOGO as we give you some from the first half, and there just weren't as many in the second half, truthfully, but we'll get you what we got here on WOGO. Let's give it a listen.
They can hit Chafee here off of a couple of screens off of an inbound play.
There's the pass. There's the shot. And good. There's the first two for the Cardinals. Riley Terhark gets it.
Things that Coach Bestel was referring to, she's come a long way throughout the season. A little bit maybe out of control to start the year.
Yeah.
But now she's, you know, getting under control, and she's seeing how that pays off for her.
On the baseline, Terhark for two, and the Cardinals pull within one at 9-8.
She's doing a good job.
Wick is going to drive. Dishes got Reisinger, and she's going to... Oh, it Honeycomb's in there for her, and the Cardinals get their first lead of the night. And that is our second lead change of the night. Chafee out on top. Somebody get her a screen. She's going to shoot the three and hit it. Sarah Chafee gives the Cards their biggest lead at 13-11. Which is saying something since she's not the tallest player at 5'7". There's the three-point attempt. Chafee hits again, and she's getting a hot hand here for the Cardinals.
Game, and I would think she's going to be a...
Basket good and a foul for Jillian Wick. And Wick giving the Cardinals the lead at 18-16.
And two crossovers later, she was in for the layup.
All right, so Chahai's lead is cut back to four. It had been their largest of the evening at six a short time ago. Cardinals trying to get a winning streak going here. Been a couple of years. There's the shot and the good one from the left corner for Bergerson.
Stop.
The Cardinals now into the forecourt. Wick, the ball handler, the 5'6 sophomore. Penetrating right side all the way in, and she puts it in. 8 points for Wick. Those are some of your first half highlights. And again, in the second half, New Richmond with that strong defense. And it was a lot more difficult road to hoe there for Chippewa Falls in the second half and getting what they could at the free throw line. But let's get to some of it. Twyman hitting both free throws. Bank the second one. We'll take it.
Cardinals have decided to go zone on defense. So on that. In between the free throws there, Coach Besto called the timeout, switched up her defense. It looks like the Cardinals are going to play zone.
And trying to find another highlight if we can here. Let's take it left baseline. Gets it out to Terhart. Her pass to Twyman, who drives. And
New Richmond is doing a really good job of collapsing.
Chasing for three and the lead, and the Cards get the lead back at 45-44.
Big three there by Chafee. New Richmond is doing such a good job collapsing that if the Cards can do that, dribble drive and find their guards on the outside, they're going to have a chance to get some shots off.
And so Chahai going on to the victory, 59-51 here in this contest tonight. And before we close things out, we want to check that WOGO sports calendar, always available for you at WOGO.com, and get updated on Chahai and McDonald basketball, as well as the Chahai boys and girls hockey and what we've got coming your way on next week here on WOGO. It starts on Monday as the McDonald boys are at Whitehall. That's a 6:55 pregame here on WOGO. And then on Tuesday night, January 9th, it's Cardinal boys hockey skating at home against Oakland Memorial, a 6:40 pregame here on WOGO Sports. Again, our thanks to Janelle Sopland joining us on color for the first time. Doing an outstanding job. And also our thanks to Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us. We'll get the podcast up here at WOGO.com. Our final score, Chahai wins it in girls high school hoops over New Richmond, 59-51. The Cards go to 1-5 of the conference, 3-9 overall. They got a two-game winning streak going. New Richmond falls to 0-12 on the season and 0-6 in the BRC. Thanks for listening. Good night.
WOGO. Chahai Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.